Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1.
Hebrews 1 verse 1.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors many times. And in many ways through the prophets. But in the last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. He is the one through whom God created the universe. The one whom God has chosen to possess all things at the end.
You know, sometimes if you try to understand the Bible, it will break your mind. It says, God spoke to us in these last days by his Son. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things. And then
it
says, by whom also he made the worlds. Now Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. The worlds were made some 6,000 years ago. But
he
says that through him. The word through means by him or with him. He made the world. But at the same time, he was born 2,000 years ago. God is dangerous. Continue reading for us, sir.
Verse 3.
He
reflects the brightness of God's glory and is the exact likeness of God's own being, sustaining the universe with his powerful word. After achieving forgiveness for human sins, he sat down in heaven at the right-hand side of God, the supreme power. Verse 4, the Son was made greater than the angels, just as the name that God gave him is greater than theirs. For God never said to any of his angels,
Please read verse 4 in King James.
Verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. So, as I began to explain last week, the Bible tells us that the name Jesus, he inherited it. It's an inheritance. So, when Jesus was born, even before he was born, an angel appeared to his mother and told his mother that that thing that you have in your womb is of God. And the angel gave Mary a name. And he said, you will call him Jesus. The name Jesus is Yeshua
in Hebrew.
And it means Savior.
Lisho ukuthi umsindisi futhi.
So it is an inheritance that God gave him.
Liyifa ukuthi uNkulunkulu umnike lona.
When he was born,
ngenkathi ezalwa,
he already, as a Savior, was born.
Waye umsindisi vele osezelwe.
Even though he had not saved anyone.
Noma ngabe engakasindisi umuntu.
But a Savior was born.
Kodwa umsindisi wasezelwe.
The Bible says that God gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. But when he was born, he already had this name. And this name was already great. And this name was already powerful. Because it was by inheritance. Are you understanding me? Now, you'll notice if you read the whole chapter 1, Paul keeps making comparison between Jesus and angels. And he had to make this comparison because at the time, there were people who were believing that angels are greater than Jesus. Some of us sitting here, when people in your family die, you call them angels. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, it's fine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these angels of yours, or maybe not yours, but someone you know, are greater than Jesus.
Inkulu futhi kuno Jesu.
So Paul had to explain that the Lord Jesus is greater than all these things, including angels. In fact, when angels were being made, Jesus was there also making the angels. If you don't say amen, I will suspect you of something. Just keep reading. I just want to, I'm off-ramping for a second.
Verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, as he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
And let all the angels of God worship him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let all the angels of God worship him. He's greater than any angel. Now, what makes it even more amazing? Satan appeared to Jesus when Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And he tempted him 3 times. The third time, Satan said to the Lord, in fact, the Bible says he took him to a high cliff and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said, everything that you see, I will give to you if you bow down and worship me. Then Jesus responded that it is written, worship God and worship him alone. In other words, only God in the whole universe.
Hello?
Whole universe. In all things that have life, that exist, only God can be worshipped. These amens are very suspicious. Only who? Only God can be worshipped. Now this man who was born and cried, the Bible says, and let the angels worship him. So it means that he is greater than the angel. Because he himself is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. And the Word became flesh. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So Paul had to write these things to try and explain to people that this Jesus who died for you is actually a great person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let's come back to where we are, the road we are supposed to be. So the Bible says he got his name by inheritance. Now, what is an inheritance? An inheritance is the act of inheriting. The reception of genetic qualities from parent to offspring.
You understand?
You as a parent, when you have a child, the child inherits from you some genetic qualities. That's why sometimes when you go to a doctor, and let's say you are sick with something, they'll ask a question, did anyone in your family have a similar sickness? Because even naturally they understand that we inherit things from our parents. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some things are even obvious that you can see. When a child is born, you can say, this nose is my nose, this one is my boy, this is my boy. Because the person has received your nose. The person has received your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. So, genetic qualities. We also as human beings have inherited some genetic qualities. The Bible says that God created us in his image and is in his own likeness. Are you listening to me? So if God would appear here, he will not appear like an animal or like something that you don't know. Just for us to understand, he looks like a human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? God has two eyes. He doesn't have four eyes or 20 eyes. He's got two, just like you. God has a nose, just like you. A mouth, just like you. Two hands. It's exactly because we look like him. Alright, you're not excited by things that excite me. So, it is receiving genetic qualities from our parents. Inheritance is the acquisition of a possession, a condition, or a trait from past generations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the normal understanding, your father, your mother, has acquired things in their lifetime. You understand? Money, houses, cars, whatever. And that is your inheritance if they leave it to you. I heard Bill Gates said that he's going to leave his money to charity. Not to his children. So your parents can also not leave you anything, even if they have money. So, the possessions that your family, more specifically your parents, the things that they acquire over their lifetime, when they leave it to you, it's your inheritance. Hallelujah. But at the same time, you can inherit, the Bible says, the dictionary says conditions. A lady in the Bible, the husband died suddenly. And when the husband died, suddenly a man came to their house after the funeral and everything and said, your husband owed me money. Can you push your neighbor, say, neighbor, no sleeping in our church, please. Shake them. Sleeping not allowed. Ukulala nje akuvumelekile. Hallelujah. What was I saying? Yeah, so a man came to the house.
Indoda yafika emzini.
And the man said, your husband before he died owed me money.
Indoda yakho andukubishone inkoloti imali.
And I want my money.
And ngiyayifuna imali yami.
But he's dead.
Ufile nje.
I don't care. I want my money.
Anginandaba ngifuna imali yami.
So this woman had two children.
Lo mama wena abantwana ababili.
And the man said, I'm going to take your children.
Yathi ngithatha laba bantwana.
And they will work for me until they pay your husband's debt.
Bazosebenzela mina till beze bebhadala inkolodo zendoda.
So you see now the children are about to enter some conditions that they don't know.
Uyabona ke ingane kwakumele ingene.
That they have inherited from a parent.
Ngokuthi kube yifa labazali bazo.
Eish. And then the same dictionary says
dictionary
that it is receiving traits is like character traits.
Kuthatheka lokho abakuphetheyo.
This past week we've been fasting concerning relationships and marriages.
Kuleli viki edlule besizilele sikhuleka ngemshado.
And we were breaking evil traits or cycles that exist in our families.
Senqamula konke okwenza ukuthi kube nobube emndenini.
Some of us sitting here.
Abanye bethu behleli khona la.
Your great grandfather and grandmother.
Ukhokho khokho wakho.
They divorced or separated.
Bahlukana.
Your grandparents.
No gogo futhi.
Divorced and separated.
Bahlukana nabo.
Your parents.
Nabazali bakho uqo.
Divorced and separated.
Bahlukana nabo.
Even you now.
Nawe wena manje ke.
You are 5'2".
Ukushota kancane nje.
And some I was showing them during the week that this thing multiplies over the generations. You are not married but already you have 25 girlfriends that you've gone past. You can't have one sister I love, let's marry. Because it's a cycle that is oppressing your family. That there can be no marriage that lasts and exists. Some people, it's so painful that when they are about to marry, something happens. Then the person leaves.
Umuntu ahamba.
And they find another one.
Athola omunye.
And when they are about to marry, something happens.
Kuvele
uthi. So the person's life is about to.
Kancane nje.
Eish. I see I'm talking alone here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is traits that we inherit.
Izinto ezifa.
From generations past.
Ezisuka kwezizukulwane ezadlula.
That's why we need God in our lives.
Ngakho sidinga uNkulunkulu empilweni zethu.
Because he has the power to break these traits.
Ngoba yena namandla okususa konke.
So that your life can now be the way it's supposed to be.
Khona impilo yakho izoba lendlela okumele ibe yiyona.
And you can say, ah, pastor, now these things, it's okay, I'm fine.
Ngathi pastor, mina lezi zinto.
But you have children.
Kodwa unabantwana.
And the thing is getting worse from generation to generation.
Ngathi kwanda futhi izukulwane ngezukulwane.
So when it's their time to get married.
Mase kuyisikhathi sabo sokuba bashade bazothi ayi hayi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Please put your hands together for
me. Ngicela bashade izandla.
So sometimes we inherit good things.
Kwesinye isikhathi sizuza izinto ezinhle.
Sometimes we inherit bad things.
Kwesinye isikhathi kuba kubi.
It's an inheritance.
Kuyifa kodwa.
No matter how you can try to run away, it's living in you.
Noma ngabe ubaleka kangakanani kukuwe.
And it's only your relationship with God that can separate you from that.
Ngilwane bakho noNkulunkulu kuphela obangakususa lapho.
Only.
Kuphela nje.
I understanding what I'm saying.
Amen.
As I'm speaking, God is setting somebody free here.
Ngisakhuluma uNkulunkulu.
That evil pattern is breaking. king in Jesus'
name.
Rata para sheke para busha. Kode brozada bazo manda kade keshuna manda kaida. In Jesus' mighty name. There's always hope when you have God. That lady's testimony said 10 years without a job. But when she met the Lord, all of a sudden now she has a job. Hallelujah. So God can do anything. He can correct even your life. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, God can fix your life. God can fix your life. You may be sitting there, say, but Pastor, mine is too broken. God likes the one that are even more broken. He's a specialist of working with super broken lives. Don't you remember a gentleman who was living in the tombs, cutting himself and crying every day, mad, walking around naked? When he met Jesus, he healed his life. I'm naked. Hey! And for the first time in years, the whole community saw him dressed and sitting normally. When Jesus was leaving, he said, hey,
don't leave me, please.
And the Lord said to him, your miracle is too great for you to follow me. Go and tell your neighbors and everyone in the town what God has done for you. And through that man's life, the Lord changed 10 cities. The Bible says that guy had 6,000 demons living in him. If you have 6,000 demons, you will also walk naked one day. You will not survive. Hey! Hallelujah. So we inherit good things. We inherit bad things. And sometimes you need to sit down. This thing I'm suffering about or with, you check your parents. And then you go to your mother, your father, and say, how was the marriage of my grandfather and grandmother? What happened there? And you might notice a pattern that you have to break. I understand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then an inheritance is what we call a birthright. A birthright. What's a birthright?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know. This is some as a fake. Yes, I'm Mr. China. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, for example, you can inherit a name like Jesus inherited a name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My surname is Mbanjwa. My wife's surname through marriage is also Mbanjwa. So my daughter, when she was born, she's also
Mbanjwa.
She inherited that name. By birthright, if I was a king, just because of that name behind her, she's also a royalty. Just a year or two ago, a Zulu king died. Do you remember?
Yeah, amen.
And then one of his sons, after his father died, now they say to him,
Bayete.
He didn't fight any battle. He didn't do nothing. Just because of the name that is behind
him.
Suddenly people say, you are our king. A name. That he inherited by being born. It's different from, you see, if your father is a president, you can't inherit president. You have to become politics, do what then, and then fight and work and work and then become a president. But the birthright is you, as you are born, you are a king. If your father is a king. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
It's an inheritance. Hallelujah. So a birthright is normally a name that you inherit because of the family that you are born into. And a birthright is a position that suddenly becomes yours because of who your father or your mother was. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm going around the mountain just to make you understand something. So, what I want you to know is that you also have an inheritance. You know, when I read the Bible, sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes you may be sitting and you say, hey, my life is not going anywhere. And when you look also, your mother and father has one house and you've got 12 brothers and sisters. And you are number 11.
When I was 11.
Because some families is the firstborn who inherits. Some families is the lastborn who inherits. So you are neither the firstborn, you are neither the lastborn. And when you just look at your life, but the Bible says that you also have an inheritance. The day you got born again, you entered a new family, which is the family of God. And whatever inheritance that they have, you also have. Isn't it amazing? So even if your family has nothing, it doesn't matter. Since you received Jesus, you are now part of another family, royal family. And anything that family has can also be yours. I listen to what I'm saying. For example, you,
when,
just for the fact that you are a human being, is your inheritance. No matter how big an elephant is, a human being will go collect it. You stay here and we call here zoo. And I'm
going
to call my people to come look at you being an elephant. And they'll pay me money for looking at you. But an elephant is 10 times bigger than you. But because of your inheritance, you are greater than the elephant. Just because you are a human being. I listen to what I'm saying. But look at what God has done for you. Read for me Psalms chapter 2. Sorry, chapter 8. And read from verse 1.
kusuka ku verse 1.
Psalms chapter 8 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of the babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
What is man? Man is a human being. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Yes.
And the son of man, that thou visitest him.
Mm-hmm.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels.
Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Continue.
And hast crowned him with glory and honor.
Mm-hmm.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Thou hast put what things?
All things.
All things. Under what?
His feet.
Just because you are a human being.
Ngoba nje wena umuntu.
All things.
Gonke.
Are under your feet.
Kuha kungaphansi kwezinyawo zakho.
You are greater.
Umkhulu.
It's your inheritance.
Kuyifa lakho.
It's what God gave you. All things.
Gonke.
All things.
Zonke izinto.
Not some things.
Ayutho nje.
All things.
Zonke izinto.
Are under your feet.
Zingaphansi kwezinyawo zakho.
Now read for me Hebrews. I think it's chapter 2.
Hebrews chapter 2.
Let me just get the verse for you. From verse 6 to verse 8.
Verse
Hebrews,
six.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 8.
Verse 6, Hebrews.
Can you tell
two.
Your neighbor, say, neighbor, no sleeping in healing families. Shake them. Yes, sir.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet.
Mm-hmm. So everything we've read so far is the same as what we read in Psalms, right?
Continue.
For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things are put under him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
Amen. Now, I hope you'll understand what I'm about to say. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 26, he said, let us make man in our own image and our likeness. And he said, let him have dominion. So he was supposed to rule everything. That man was supposed to be great. But in verse 3,
a
certain snake came and spoke to that man. And to cut the long story short, the man sinned against God. And he lost his inheritance. Of all things under his feet. All meaning all. Everything that God has created. Then, God loved this man so much that he said, we have to fix this thing. And he made another man, which we know as Jesus today. And this man, through his life, his death, his lying in the grave for 3 days, and his resurrection, God back the inheritance that we lost. Do you understand? Now this power is with this man. And then the Bible says that this man is the head and we are his body. So when all things are under his feet, it means that everything is under him, as long as you are connected to that man whose name is Jesus. When you connect to Jesus, you are superhuman, you are incredible. Nothing is impossible with you. But only when you are connected to him. Only when you are connected to him. Just for the fact that you are a human being, God wants you to dominate everything because you are a human being. But unfortunately, we lost that dominion. But you can get it back by connecting to Jesus. Now, when you read there, he said that we see that not all things are under his feet yet. So there are some things that are under his feet, but not everything. The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to destroy all enemies. And it will take him 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years, the final enemy, which is called death, will be destroyed. Then the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that a city will come from heaven and come to the earth. The Lord will rule the whole earth. When the Lord rules the whole earth, he will rule it with you. That is your inheritance as a human being. Do you rule with him in his kingdom? All things are under his feet. Angels are under his feet. You rule angels. You rule his creation. You rule the sun and the moon, the weather, the stars, everything and everything. Read for me Revelation 21, verse 7.
Revelation 21 verse 7. Mm-hmm. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
He that overcometh shall inherit how many things?
All things.
Huh?
All
things. Can your mind comprehend all? All is all. Anything that is under God will become yours one day. These amens are so tight. So, it will be God, then us. It's our inheritance. He will inherit all. Where is Jesus now?
Oh, put Jesus, man.
Oh, put Jesus.
Oh, put Jesus.
Oh, put Jesus.
Where is Jesus?
And what is he doing in heaven? The Bible says. The Bible says he is seated at the right hand side of God. Hello. So if God is sitting, come Kingsley, be God. Sit here. I need a Jesus.
What's a Jesus?
Which one is your right hand side, God? I need Jesus. Come, Paul. Sit next to at the right hand side of God. Now the Bible says we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Where is Jesus seated? Next to? Next to the King. On his right hand side. If you are seated with him, it means you are also come. This is humanity, this is man. So is God seated next to Jesus, his son? And even if you are not in heaven yet, the Bible says you are sitting there. You are sitting there next to him. Now everything else here is angels, is a human, is a whatever. I don't want to say too much, but I hope you are understanding the inheritance that you have in Christ. It's your birthright. That's where you belong. All things are under his feet because of him. All things are under your feet also. And you are seated next to. Everyone, when they look, they see God. They see Jesus. And then, even though you are not there, your seat is there. Maybe your name is already there.
You say,
no, he's still busy. He's coming. She's coming. This is his position by inheritance. Put your hands together for the Lord. God bless you. Put your hands together for them. Now, I said all of this just to say what I'm about to say now for the next 5 minutes, then I close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An inheritance doesn't just come upon you automatically. An inheritance needs to be unlocked. Now, it's yours. It belongs to you. Your heavenly Father has given it to you. It's yours. But for you to walk into it and live in the reality and the power of your inheritance, you have to unlock it. So, it is possible For a child of a king to live in poverty, even though they are a child of a king, because they haven't unlocked the inheritance. That's what happens to a lot of Christians. But I go to church, I pray, I'm a child of God. But why is my life going like this? Everything you need, everything you want, God has already given it to you. But for you to enjoy it, you have to unlock it. Now, inheritance is unlocked when someone dies. True or not true? So when Jesus died for you and for me, he was releasing an inheritance. I understanding. Biblically, you and I don't qualify for any inheritance because you are not a Hebrew. You are not a Jew. But God loved you so much and said, I know, man, I want you to inherit something. And he said, Jesus, go die for them so that they can also receive the inheritance. Even if they are not a Jew, biologically, they are not Abraham's children. But through you, they will enter in. So you have a right to that inheritance through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a right to it. So there is two ways that an inheritance besides death is unlocked. The first way is by demand. Someone say demand. In the book of Luke chapter
15,
the Bible says, a certain man had two young sons. Read it for me quickly. I think it's verse
11.
Luke 15.
Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good.
Give me the portion of good
that falleth to me.
That what?
Falleth to me.
That falleth to me. Is that I want my inheritance now. So there was a demand. That's why when you become a prayerful person, a person who is fasting, a person who is searching the scripture, you are issuing a demand to heaven. That thing that belongs to me, I want it.
No.
You don't understand what I'm saying. I say when you pray, you are issuing a demand. A demand. Because God will not give you something you don't want. He will not give you something you don't need.
Demand.
Father, give me, I want my inheritance now. And what happened? The Bible says the father gave him. It's just that this boy was a fool. And he went, yo. Every night. Jive go kageko. Grooving to come nice. And he squandered his inheritance. But he had one wisdom. He said, I want this thing. And he got it. Another way of receiving inheritance is by achieving. Some parents, especially those who are wealthy, when they come of age, they will call the lawyer. And they will see what he owns or possesses. And he says, okay, I'm going to give these things to my children. But I want you to write that only when you finish university, it will unlock the money. When you get a job, it will unlock the properties. And kanjalo kanjalo. So, when you achieve something, it unlocks something. When you achieve something, it unlocks something. Because some people know that there's a possibility that my child might be a fool. I had a true story of a wealthy man, a multi-millionaire, left his money to his son, but wrote a condition and said, like what I said, when you finish school, then all the money
is over.
The boy met some friends at school and started doing drugs. And didn't finish school. And the father passed away. Now, this young boy has millions in the bank waiting for him. But if you see him today, he looks like a street kid. Hobo. Just because He won't finish school. Is there a sitting for him?
It's
not going anywhere. Nobody can change it. Because the father is dead now. The only way that that money can be unlocked. Stop. Cleans his nose. Go back to school. And write. When he gets that certificate, he takes it to the lawyers, say, I'm done. And it will all automatically unlock all his wealth. That's why many Christians suffer. This book here is the will and testament of your heavenly Father. As you achieve the things that are written here, your inheritance is unlocked. As you achieve, unlocked. I heard somebody said that if God didn't kill Moses, he would still be alive today. Because even when he was in the flesh, he got so close to God that he unlocked the inheritance of living forever. You can't be normal if you go and sit with God for 40 days and 40 nights. You can't be normal. Not once, three times. One time Moses went for a 40-day night fasting and praying. When he came back, the people were fooling around. They made cows their gods. He punished them. When he finished, he went back for another 40 days and 40. So he fasted for 80 days and 80 nights. This time when he came back, the Bible says he was shining. He unlocked it. That's why God had to kill him. So you have an inheritance.
Now never.
And it's sitting and waiting for you. Many people wish they were you. But you just don't know what is waiting for you. Is so great.
Good.
That's why when the angel went to Mary,
he
said, Hail, thou which art highly favored. Even the angel said, hey, we wish we were you guys. The way that God loves you guys. If you guys only understood. Thou that art highly favored. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So my prayer for us as a church is that we will recognize the great glory that God has given us. That we will grow into it. And that we will walk in it. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. I will not lose my inheritance. The scripture we read in Revelations 21. It says, to him that does what? Overcometh. It says, he shall inherit all things. Mulinda, to him that overcometh, he shall inherit all things. If you are not an overcomer, you will not inherit. If you are an overcomer, you will inherit. To him that overcometh, he shall what? Inherit. Say it, inherit. All things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's no time for giving up. There's no time for being tired. Because the glory that is waiting us is great. It's great. The inheritance that God has for us is great. We'll keep pressing. We'll keep pushing. We'll keep fighting. Even if it takes long, it's okay. We won't give up. Because it's too great the thing that is coming for us. Hallelujah. Imagine ruling with Jesus for all eternity. All eternity. I was telling those who came for prayer yesterday that I don't know where Esau is now. Whether he's in heaven or in hell. But regardless of where he is, think about what he's thinking. That, hey, if I didn't give Jacob my birthright, today people would be saying, God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Esau. But now we say, the God of Jacob, because he substituted it for stew beef. Huh? What were we eating the other week? Stew beef. Huh? A goosey. He substituted his birthright for a goosey. Hey. The father,
Obaba.
His son at his right hand, that position Esau substituted for a goosey.
The
stew beef. What? I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, open my eyes to the inheritance that you've given
me.
May I never lose it in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Ask him, Lord, I want to see my inheritance. I want to understand what is there ready for me. And help me that I won't lose that inheritance that I freely received of you. Grant me the grace, O God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Father, help us as the children of Healing Fire Ministries. Help us to see the inheritance that we have in you. And grant us the grace, O God, to do what we have to walk into it, and to manifest as sons of the living God. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. And the church will say aloud, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This message that I just preached, if you can get it,
and
just let it play in your ear. This is a type of message that you need to listen for weeks until your spirit gets it. Hallelujah. There's an inheritance for us. All things. All things. Friends, there are men of God who have walked into some of this glory. There's a man of God called Archbishop Duncan Williams.
But Archbishop Duncan Williams.
No, not Duncan Williams. Idahosa.
Idahosa.
From Nigeria. One day he was preaching like this.
Why Shumayela nje kanje?
And men came into the church holding guns. Do you understand? And he said, what do you people want here?
What in nina nfuna nigela?
And they were vulgar and everything. And he said, madness.
What is sanyani?
All those people started going mad.
Bonke bavele baqala bahlanya.
All things.
Zonke izinto.
Under the feet.
Zingaphansi kwenyawo zakho.
Under the feet.
Ngaphansi kwenyawo zakho.
Joshua one day,
Joshua,
the Bible says he commanded the sun to stop.
Lithi iBhayibheli watshelilanga ukuba lime.
I hear that scientists have searched this thing.
Ngizwile ukuthiwa
science have they noticed that there's a day missing or something in history or something like that.
Bathi khona ilanga lilahlekile.
And the scientists who believe, they say, ah, that's the day that Joshua stopped the sun. Because the Bible says he stopped the sun for
24 hours.
Imagine you stopping the sun.
The Bible says
that there are men of God who said, let it rain now, and it rained. Elijah said, Lord, bring fire from heaven, and fire would come down.
You
see, these are people who have entered into that inheritance and are walking in it. May the Lord help us. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.